الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, the honorable listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, without a shadow of doubt, is Laylatul Jumu'ah. And regarding Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, the authentic hadith of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Ibn Majah, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon me, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah has mentioned that what is the secret and wisdom of this? O Ummah, O Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So therefore we read again inshaAllah Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Tonight, my brothers, according to many, many ulama, is Laylatul Milad, meaning the night wherein Nabi alayhi salatu salam Mubarak birth took place. And that was the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. If you open Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, is a hadith kitab, you will find Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who states that. Then you find Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states that. The hadith kitab ibn Hibban, there also it is mentioned of 12th Rabiul Awwal. Some ulama say 9th Rabiul Awwal, but anyway, famous amongst people and many ulama is the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. So if we say tonight is Laylatul Milad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night wherein Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak birth took place, so that also is fine and there's no problem with that. Let us start with our topic, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar. What happened on Laylatul Milad, the night preceding the honorable birth of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When you study Persia and the Persian Empire, you will know that they had 14 pillars. And those 14 pillars were shining, glittering. They were the crown jewels with the light, luster, radiance and effulgence. And that night, all of them collapsed. Lo and behold, this is what we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, call Irhas. Irhas means to prepare the advent and the coming of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some extraordinary events will unfold and take place. We see there was a flame and a fire that was burning there for thousands of years. That night, that also got extinguished. It was a fake flame compared to the nur and radiance or effulgence of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study the Seerah Mubarakah, where there was a Buhayra Sawa, there was a lake of Sawa, there next to the church, That lake also became dry. O lake, you cannot quench the thirst of humanity, because the one who is going to quench the thirst of humanity, his Milad Mubarak will take place very soon. So that also now dries, becomes dry, and that is known as Buhaira Sawa, the lake Sawa. Imagine Almighty Allah allowed all these extraordinary events to take place the night preceding Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak Milad. Milad, Maulid, Maulud means birth. So we say the Mubarak Maulud Milad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to know the date, we need to know the day, we need to know the time, we need to know the place. Because we belong to the Master alayhi salatu salam's ummah. Wulid al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam am al-fil. I mentioned to you last night, the Master alayhi salatu salam was born in the year of the elephant. You know, this was one of the biggest signs that something extraordinary is going to happen. Approximately 55 days before the Milad Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah sent the tiny little creation, Qayran Ababil, and they came in their flock, and they destroyed Abraha and his 9 elephants, huge, big elephants. And this was between Mina and Muzdalifa. Even today, O Zahir, O Visitor, O Hujjaj Baytillah, when you go to Mina and Muzdalifa, in between you will see there's a small strip of land. Nor is it part of Mina, nor is it part of Muzdalifa. There this incident unfolded and took place. And Almighty Allah sent the birds, and he Abraha, wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. So this incident took place right there, just outside Makkah Mukarramah. And remember to show that the greatness of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala's creation, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak will take place. So we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We call all this Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The preparation and the foundation is being lived, so being established and formed, so for the advent of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, what time was Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak? If you look at your timetable there, you will see you have a certain time called Subah Sadiq. Subah Sadiq is through dawn, when Fajr time starts, when the fasting time starts. And before that, remember that you call Subah Kadhib. That is our Sehri time, Tahajjud time and so forth. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth takes place on 20th April. And the year is 571 Gregorian calendar. And if you want the exact time of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is between 3:35 and 3:40 a.m. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters into this world, and the advent of the Master alayhi salatu salam takes place. What is the wisdom that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala brought Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the world at that time? To show the world, Ja'a al-haqq wa zaqa al-batil. Subah Kadhib, that is the fake dawn, meaning that's not the true dawn. And when the true dawn starts, then Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his entry to show the world, now the message of Noor is going to spread throughout the whole world. That is already the secret and wisdom that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, birth Mubarak takes place at that time. In which city, my brothers? In the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Why Makkah Mukarramah? لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ. Makkah Mukarramah is the epicenter. Makkah Mukarramah is the nucleus. Makkah Mukarramah is the mother of all towns, all cities. We can be in the plane, we can be on the land, we can be on the sand, we can be on the boat. We have to face Makkah, Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa for our salat. For the best of Allah's creation, the best place is selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. When you look at the nasab, you look at the shajara and nasab, you look at the lineage of the master alayhi salatu salam, go study the ahadith on this topic. Ana min anfusikum nasaban wa sihra. I, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my lineage is also the best. And where I am married, my in-laws, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha and so forth, and my father, mother, all of them, remember their lineage is also the best. Subhanallah. Not one person in that lineage committed immoral activities, none. Pure as pure can be. That is Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have the date, 12 Rabiul Awal. We have the date, 20th April, 571. We have the time. We have the city, Makkah Mukarrama. And now what we need to know is the exact place. Where was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak Milad? Where did it take place? Brothers and sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, today, when you go to Safa Marwa, and you make your sa'i, and then you walk towards the maqbara, the graveyard. On the right hand side, you will see a maktaba, you will see a library there. So that was known as Bani Hashim. In that area there, the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. Now my brothers, let's take the individuals who were involved. After the Milad Mubarak, what happens? Now you have to breastfeed, the ladies have to breastfeed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one was the honorable mother, and that is Sayyida Amina. So we see the honorable mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am the consequence of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. When he reconstructed the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, then he made dua. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula. O Allah, from this town and city, Makkah Mukarrama, send the final messenger and Nabi for all times and all places. Wa bushra Isa. And I am the one of whom Nabi Isa alayhi salam gave great tidings. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَاتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one whom Almighty Allah praised the most. And Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a noble personality who praises Almighty Allah the most. So both ways, subhanallah. That is what this name symbolizes. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother now informed Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. Before my Milad Mubarak, my mother said that she is to see the nur from Makkah Mukarrama illuminating Qusur al-Sham, the tall, tall buildings and palaces in the Levant. The Levant refers to Syria, Jordan, Palestine and Lebanon. The mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Amina, is in Makkah. But the Noor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is already reaching there in the Levant. That is our message to humanity. They can call us what they want to. Our message is a message of Noor, of light, radiance and effulgence. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Oh you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the light and the radiance and the effulgence. So that is our message as well. Let's carry on. So number one, Sayyida Amina Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she breastfeeds Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the second lady of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah to become the Murdi'ah and the foster mother of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is Suwayba. Wa ma adraka man Suwayba. Oh, do we know who is Suwayba? This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Suwayba was the female slave of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is the chacha, is the kaka, is the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very handsome, night time his face used to shine. Therefore, Abu Lahab, the father of Layl, you know, when it is a winter's night and it's cold, and now you have your lights off and your fireplace is burning, so it looks so impressive. So Abu Lahab was like that, a paragon of beauty. But Allah Jalla Wala said, Abu Lahab, I gave you wealth, I gave you status, I gave you everything, but you did not accept Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people call you Abu Lahab, and I dispatch you to the Lahab, you go straight to the fire, because you rejected Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is Suwayba, listen carefully, this is in Bukhari Sharif. She is the slave of Abu Lahab. She came running to tell Abu Lahab, the nephew Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Milad Mubarak took place. He in that state of ecstasy and joy, he's elated and excited. He takes his finger and does this, and he tells her, go, that anti hurra, you are free. I liberated you, emancipated you. Bukhari Sharif's hadith tells us that he, Abu Lahab, he is dispatched to Jahannam, but Mondays, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala makes takhfif for him. Between his index finger and between his thumb, some water trickles there because of this good deed he did. When the news came to him that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Milad took place, an honorable birth took place. Therefore, some ulama have written, not all, some ulama have written, that the night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place, meaning when Subah Kadib ended and Subah Sadiq, the night of the day, if you give out something, some charity and so forth, is acceptable and good. In this sense, we make shukr to Almighty Allah and show gratitude to Almighty Allah. You gave us, Ya Allah, the best of the best, and we become the best of Ummah as well. So we have Sayyida Amina, and that her noor and effulgence she saw of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have Suwayba, and remember the incident mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Who is the third lady? Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu anha. Why Sa'diya? Her name was Halima. Halima means to be very patient, forbearing. And remember, she came, if you go to Taif, other side beyond Taif, there the Banu Sa'd used to reside. They would come, as was the custom tradition in those days, and they would take children from Makkah Mukarramah in the outskirts to the desert, because the air there, and everything was good. Yeah, in Makkah, the hustle, bustle, people are coming for Umrah, people are coming for Hajj, people are coming to sell the merchandise. So take the children out there, and everything is so pure. So no one wanted to take Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you know people, that what happens? Just to draw and illustrate this point via an example. If somebody comes to your house, let's say a Maulana, and he say, Ba, Anji Chokri, I want your daughter. Say, you know Maulana, we'll make some istikhara. When you look at this car, bichara, maybe you don't even have a spare wheel in all this time. He say, Ane Maulana ke kada dinas, where are we going to give this Maulvi and all this time? So if a pilot come, or an engineer come, or a doctor come, and he'll come with his Merc and BMW and everything, say, we don't need istikhara, BMW, man, be my wife. So you take my daughter. So the world functions like that from time immemorial. النَّاسُ مَالُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُوا. The people bend to the people who got wealth. And when they don't have wealth, people turn away, they make al-wida, bye-bye, goodbye, no-bye, lay-bye. So that is how the world functions. النَّاسُ ذَهَبُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ إِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ ذَهَبُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ ذَهَبُوا. Where the gold is, the bitcoin is, the people go that direction. And where the gold and the glitter is not there, the people turn away from it. That's the Sha'ir, the poet says this. So the people said, but it's yatim. Halima Sa'diya says, no, I'm going and we will take the yatim. Subhanallah, she just took Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her arms, and her breast, her bosom was filled with milk already. That is barakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They traveling from Makkah Mukarramah, now they have to go to Ta'if and beyond. So subhanallah, they overtaking all the other camels and means of conveyance. The people asking, oh Halima Saadiya, did you change your mean of conveyance? Said, no, the markab is the same. The mean of conveyance is the same. The raqib has changed. The one here has come. He is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, that is Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha. Subhanallah, when she goes, then look at, from that tender age, so she had her own children, her own son. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink the milk and let the other son, the foster brother, drink the same amount. This is akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam, the justice of Nabi alayhi salatu salam at that tender age. Me, I receive questions, you know, on air. And people ask some crazy questions. So you must remember this. So one person says, Mufti sahab, that you know what happened? That something happened. So by mistake I drank my wife's milk. Is my nikah valid or not valid? I said, brother, history repeats itself. You understand? So when you were young, then also you were busy. Now when you're old also you still do. In school they ask your state, your student, then, what's your father's age? You say, my father is still very young. So the teacher asks, why is he so young? He says, he's still sleeping with my mommy. So you must remember, brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach us akhlaq, to teach humanity a lesson to quench their thirst. So let us go back to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the murdiat, the honorable ladies who breastfed the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Master alayhi salam met Sayyida Halima Saadiya afterwards, he took his shawl mubarak, placed it on the floor. Oh my mother, you sit on my chadar, on my rida, on my shawl. Ummi ba'da ummi, you are my foster mother after my biological mother. You must make qadr of people who make ihsan upon us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us lesson. Oh my mother, you gave me milk. How can I forget you? I make dua for you. Oh Ummat al-Muslimah, oh listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, our background in South Africa, I was born in apartheid. You were born in apartheid. And we saw apartheid just being dismantled. Do you know who breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our honorable ustad and teacher, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Hafidhullah. He's well in his 80s now, 85, 86. He wrote a book called An-Nubuwatu Wal-Anbiya. In there for the ulama, you can check it out for your reference purposes. He said the lady's name is Baraka. Her kunya and agnoman is Umme Ayman, African lady. Dark in complexion. She breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell our South African, our compatriots, our colleagues, tell them the Master alayhi salam, rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was breastfed by an African lady as well. That is Islam. Islam came to remove all these artificial barriers that we have made, that you are white and this one is pink and that's brown and black and all. Our message is for all, and all for Islam, and all Islam for all. That is our slogan, that is our motto. So these are the honorable ladies. Your son is born, your beloved daughter is born. Oh my father, oh my brother, what do you do first? First thing you will do, you will see the limbs. You will see everything. How's the eyes, how's the ears, how's the fingers, how's the toes, how's the body? Is everything fine? There must be no defect, there must be no abnormality. That's what you will look for. When people ask of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah? Read Quran, Surah 53. Inna Allah zakka lisanahu. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the Mubarak tongue of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his desires. It is but wahi and revelation that comes to the Master alayhi wa sallam. The enemies today, the Orientalists and them, their ilk, they have written Allah forbid, nakul kufr, kufr nabashad, nakul kufri laysa bi kafirin. I'm telling you what they say Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered Allah forbid from epilepsy and so forth. Allah jalla wa ala says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَىٰ قسم of the stars will fall. My Nabi will never fall. We'll elevate him higher and higher. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ Never ever did he have any problem, any imbalance, no. It was the most intelligent, is the most intelligent, the most perfect of intelligence and intellect was given to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ They attacked the eyes Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. What did Allah say, my brothers? مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes did not deviate this way and that way. Whatever Allah said, you must see that Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They even attacked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak heart and they said that the Master is hallucinating and is dreaming and Allah forbid. Allah jalla wa ala says, no. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ Me and you, we have sight. The Master alayhi salam has sight and insight. Basarat and basirat. He sees with his Mubarak eyes. He sees with the heart, the eyes of the heart also Quran says. And that insight is never wrong. It's always correct. Do we understand who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The best of Allah's creation, Jalla wa ala. So my brothers, I gave you slightly some information about what happened prior to the Milad Mubarak, to the birth Mubarak, what happened at the time when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place. Wulida Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makhtuna. Allah did not want that people must come and make the khatna and khitan of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The Master alayhi salatu salam was born extraordinary and he was circumcised already. That is Allah elevating Nabi alayhi salatu salam. I showed you who were the murdi'at, the rank of Nabi, the honorable ladies who breastfed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us go to the next step. You ask that mother, you ask that father, I receive questions. And the woman, they will say, is it true if I eat while I'm expecting, I eat watermelon, I eat sweet melon, then my son will be very sweet. If I eat watermelon, my son will be very handsome, my daughter will be both pyari hogi. All this they'll ask. So let's discuss the next step. Jamalun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The handsomeness of the Master alayhi salatu wa sallam. See brothers, Allah jalla wa ala praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from head to toe Mubarak. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. And you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your character is so sublime and so exalted. So what must we do? We have to study the seerah, the Milad Mubarak, every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, so that we have some understanding. So Sahaba would come, Hassan bin Thabit. You see here, they got a mimbar. I want all of you tonight. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. It is the month of Rabiul Awwal. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal. There's no question about that. We all agree on that. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal. There's no two questions on that. We all agree. There's consensus on it. So it is the month of Rabiul Awwal. It is the night of Jumu'ah. Where we are sitting tonight is Avondale Musalla. I want all of you brothers, tonight after Isha, before you go and sleep, you read two rakat salat. Ya Allah, make this Avondale Musalla a masjid as soon as possible. Allah reward our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, his family, make dua for his father Hadi Yusuf. Allah Jalla wa Ala give him Shifa-i Kamil. And they can see that this masjid become a markaz, a beacon of light throughout the world inshaAllah. Every day read this my brothers, Allah will make your hifazat. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect Majlul Aqsa. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain or Majlul Aqsa ki barkat se hamari bhi hifazat karna. Ya Allah, you protect us. You protect our masajid. You protect our ulama. You protect our madaris. So that is what we have to do. Our message is not national, it's international. So learn these things, my brothers. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu is Shairu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For him a special minbar was built, a pulpit was built. For what? So that he will recite the poetry. And his poetry, Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to say, sometimes and occasionally was more effective than the tip of the arrow that would go to the enemy when he would say and recite his poetry. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it there. So he came to the Master alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission. I want to say and recite some poetry in your presence. Tabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read, is long, I just read to you two couplets from them. He, Hassan, is reading. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ. More handsome than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no eye has ever seen. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنُهُ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. More handsome than you, Ya Rasulullah, no woman has ever given birth in the past or in the future, so it will never happen. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِهِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been created free from every defect and every flaw. You created perfect. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though as you created yourself, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love him because he used to praise, he used to show his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Almighty Allah states, I elevated your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Qudsi states, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name, Allah jalla wala's name is taken, your name is taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bara bin Azim bin Sahaba say, radiallahu an, we have to look at the full moon. The full moon in Arabic you call Laylatul Badr. And I used to look at Laylatul Badr and the full moon, and then I looked at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَحْسَنَ مِنُّ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ. I never saw anybody more handsome than Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the master or after the master. Oh Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today me and you, we speak of love, we speak of ish. What is our ish? Our ish is very, very hollow. Is it true ish? Allah alone knows. See what Quran says of love. See what Quran says of love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Allah jalla wala speaking about the love. The love I have for my beloved mother, she rahimahullah. The beloved love, the love I have for my beloved father is rahimahullah. We love them. We love our wife, we love our children, we love our siblings. The love we have for people must be limited. The love for Allah jalla wala, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be unlimited. See, Allah is teaching us. Qul, tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم. Tell them, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is your parents, whether it is your children, whether it is your spouses, whether it is your siblings, whether it is your family. Five things thus far. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِكْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. Whether it is the wealth you have accumulated, whether it is your business that you fear now, there will be downturn in the economy, you will reach junk status. تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا means that. You fear it will reach junk status. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. And your palatial homes. We have the best gadgets, my double story, triple story, and how many stories? وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. 8 things Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If you love any of them more than you love Allah, you love any one of them more than you love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love any one of them more than jihad, striving, fighting in the path of Almighty Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah will unleash His punishment. To love Allah, to love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is integral part of our iman. لا يؤمن, Bukhari Sharif hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you, your iman is perfect and complete until you love me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than you love your parents, your children and all the people together. Where are we, brothers? Me and you? When we were in school, they used to teach us this Romeo, Juliet, all fairy tales. When I went madrasa, Darul Uloom, Karachi, Pakistan, so we start learning Urdu, Arabic, mashallah. So you learn some Arabic poetry. So the ustad used to teach us, Kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidak. Everybody used to tell Layla, I love you, Layla say, nobody loves me. I only love Majnoon and Majnoon loves me. You ask that youngster who's just getting married or he's just married 1-2 weeks, how's things going? He say, I'm madly in love. Then madly also he'll make mad there, mad M-A-D, and madly also M-A-D. You see our Mawlana Asmali read now beautiful, subhanallah. So they're showing the love. So they say that she said that, you know, only Majnoon, the one who's madly in love with her. So someone came to Majnoon and told Majnoon, how could you fall in love with this Layla? Look at the eye properly, you will see there's a slight squint there. Look at the teeth, you will see it's not very straight, you know. It's not synchronized. So what you say of all that? So he said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. You go tonight and tell your Habiba and your sweetheart and your darling and honey, oh honey, you need my eyes to see your beauty. She will go on Laylatul Milad to Mi'raj. She will say, what a compliment you gave me. My 20 years, 30 years marriage, you never told me. And aaj raat ko Laylatul Milad ko suna diya mujhe. So remember this guy. So we need that to have the eyes. Why are the Sahaba so great? They met the Master alayhi salam. They kissed the Master alayhi salatu salam's hand mubarak. They made mu'anaka with the Master alayhi salam and embraced the Master. You speak of respect. I give you 2 incidents, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I give you 3 incidents with Almighty Allah teaching us the lesson. 25 Anbiya alayhi salatu salam's names are mentioned in the noble Quran. When Allah Jalla Wala addresses them, what does Allah say? Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Dawood. When Allah Himself wants to address Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does He say? Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuhan muzammil, ya ayyuhan muddathir. Allah does not address Nabi alayhi salam directly by his name. Allah uses honorary titles. Oh Ummat Muslimah, how can we just take the name of sallallahu alayhi salam without the title? Therefore, whenever we write or whenever we say, La tajalu du'a ar-rasul baynakum ka du'a ibadikum ba'da. You cannot call Nabi alayhi salam just by his name without using honorary titles before or after his name. You call me Abdullah Abdul Qadir is fine, there's no problem. Remember that. But when we call the Master, say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show the love we have for the Master, show the respect we have for the Master. It is the battle of Uhud. The arrows are raining in from different directions. Today we just go to Uhud mountain, and because of the heat, we just make quick, and we run away. We say, no, I visited. Go study what happened there, where the Master alayhi salam lost his tooth Mubarak, where the Master alayhi salam cried when the blood was dripping, where Mustafa alayhi salam was with Abu Dujana radiallahu an. Abu Dujana says, I saw the arrows raining in, and then I went. I became the human shield, and I did not want my back to face the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam. I considered there to be bay'adbi and disrespect to the Master alayhi salam. So I took my body and I covered the Master alayhi salam's body. Let the arrows come, and I will be the human shield for the Master alayhi salam. Ishq al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, ta'azim al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, to show love for the Master alayhi salam, to show respect and love right in the thick of the battle. What do you say of Thaniyat name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Do you know what Sayyidina Abu Bakr did? We went, we saw, but we didn't conquer. We went outside Makkah Mukarramah, Surah 9 verse 40. We went to Jabal Thawr. We went to see the mountain Thawr. Thawr means an ox. So because the mountain is slightly resembling the ox of Jabal Thawr, Ghar Thawr. So Allah speaks of this ghar, thaniyas naini izuma fil ghar. So in that case, so remember what happens. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts the hijrah. And remember, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is what the master, thaniyas naini, the second of the two. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please stand outside, quickly I'll clean the cave. He goes, he cleans the cave wherever there is some dirt and so forth, he takes it out. Some places he tore his clothes and he filled the crevices and all that. Then there were two crevices still. He said, Ya Rasulullah, now enter. The Master alayhi salatu salam wanted to rest. The Master alayhi salatu salam placed his head Mubarak here on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. He said, Abu Bakr took his legs and covered the two crevices. And then he says from inside, go open Mishkat Sharif, Manaqib Abu Bakr, you will find it. Something started stinging me from there. I did not move. I don't want to harm the Master alayhi salatu salam. Wa aynahu tazrifan. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's tears start rolling and it falls on the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salatu salam. The Master alayhi salam wakes up, Ma yubkika ya Abu Bakr. Why are you crying, Ya Abu Bakr? He says, Ya Rasulullah, something is stinging me, but I did not want to shake. My love for you, my respect for you is so much else. See, when he migrated, the Master alayhi salam said, Abu Bakr, the Sahaba heard of this. Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda, came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said, Ya Abu Bakr, I am Umar bin Khattab, I give you all my actions. Give me your one night you spend with the Master alayhi salam in Ghar Thawr. Do we understand, my brothers? Who are these? They showed the world what is love, what is ishq. It's not our Romeo and Juliet and Leila and Majnun. The annals of history cannot show this. Today if I tell you, my brothers, just now you heard the Adhan, just now half an hour's time, 20 minutes time, you'll hear the Adhan. Do we even know who saw the dream of Adhan? Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi lahu hadithun wahid. He narrated one hadith only. One hadith only. Subhanallah, any part of the world you go, you will hear the Adhan. I was in New Zealand. We went to one cave. And you know when you go there, we dress like this everywhere. Sometimes we dress like this and that. Then they think maybe some reincarnation took place or something. We don't believe in all this of them. They look at this, Usama is Usama's brother or who came now? You can see them not looking like this properly. Look at one eye like, you know. So, leave their story now. So, it was Salat time. So that person there inside with the cave, very beautiful, you find worms there, I forget the name now, anybody been to this? You find worms there, but that worms are glowing and shining. And subhanallah, it is dark, but when they like inhale, exhale, then the glow comes in that cave. So they said, who can sing? Because they want to show us the echo. So I told my brother Nawaz, I told him, bhai Nawaz bhai, he's from Sri Lanka. I said, Nawaz bhai, azan suna do inko. Yeah, understood. So before they could start, so Nawaz bhai started, the zohar time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the echo is green. And one thing about non-Muslims, where credit is due, we must give credit. When he started that, they all were silent. You could hear a pin drop in the cave. And when he made Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in the ending, La ilaha illallah. Now the silence. So I said, our brother just gave the call to prayer. So what they know? So they all start clapping hands. He says, wah, wah, shabash kalandar, you understood? How excellent he sang, you understood? Said, we want to learn the singing and all these type of things. So right in the cave, we gave the azan. So subhanallah, you take the message of Islam wherever you want. Never feel shy. So you must remember that the Sahabi Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi lahu hadithun wahid. He narrated only one hadith, but the hadith is practiced across the four corners of the globe. The demise of the Master alayhi salam takes place. Listen careful, brothers. Who are me and you? Today we receive questions. You say, my wife passed away. Can I give her the last peck? Can I give her the last kiss? Can I give her one farewell kiss? That's an academic discussion. I'm not going into that. So they want to do all that. Make me make some qaza also. You know what I mean? So this type of things. So, but Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, what he did, my brothers, the annals of history can never show this. When the Master alayhi salam passed away, his demise takes place. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi picks up his hand and says, Ya Allah, la uridu an ara ahadan ba'da wafati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I don't want to see anyone after I saw the Master alayhi salam. Ya Allah, take my eyes away. I saw your Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So don't let me see anyone else. This. You think today anybody will do? This, my brothers. So when we speak about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we speak about Siratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then in the last part of tonight's program we must know Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what rights does the Master alayhi salam have over us. Allah Jalla wala speaks of it. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. You have to bring Iman in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Which kind of Iman, my brothers? Today we live in a time where this Ummah are skeptical and they have shirk and shuba. They have doubt in Quran Sharif. They have doubt in the prophetic sayings and actions. If you tell a person today something, he'll tell you it's not logical. Let me make it clear tonight here in this Musalla and Masjid inshallah to be that our Iman is yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe in the unseen. Our Iman is supra-logical, above the logic. Whose logic you speak about? The logic that's going on in Parliament? The logic that's going on there? Whose logic you going to speak about? So remember, we don't accept your logic, my logic. We accept what Allah told us. We accept what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. That is Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Then no doubt. So فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ. And you must show respect. You must show love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَصَرُوهُ. And you have to have the mission and the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are in this country 150 years. You take the old Transvaal and the tell 160 years. You go to Cape Town. I was there last week. We are there in Cape Town for more than 350 years. Have we have the mission and message of Nabi alayhi salam? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is global and international. Wherever you are, speak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your employee, your maid, your helper, show them the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, my Nabi taught us this, my Nabi taught us that. You will see they will fall in love with Islam, they will fall in love with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mentioned this to you before, and anybody wants it, I'll send it to Mohana Abdullah and our Mohana Ibrahim Randeri, our Imam. I went in January, February, or starting of the year 2017 to Europe, 6 countries. And remember, every country I went, subhanallah, you see. If you go to Italy, you will find the churches are closed 80%. And Pope Benedict, if any one of you knows German, I'll send it to you. Pope Benedict told his bishops and cardinals, this Christianity, I'm on air now on Radio Al Ansar, is life. This Christianity is not true religion. So what happened to the Pope? The Pope says there's no small thing. So they told the Pope, you better go and retire now because there's no hope for us now. The Pope went to go say Christianity is false. So what happens? I got it. You want it? We sent it to you in German. We went to Switzerland, they said no minaret. And the person who passed the law, one of the politicians, Daniel. So after 6 months, Daniel calls a press conference. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasul. Daniel, but you said no. He said, no, I made mistake, I apologize. Say, Daniel, you go under house arrest. We want to interview you. No, we can't interview because they put all of them, we want to interview the Pope. We want to interview Daniel. He said, no, all house arrest. We went to Germany. So what Angela? Angela make Allah make an angel and she embrace Islam. Angela Merkel told the Germans. She said, I'm warning you from now. This Germany, there will be more mosques. They use the word mosque, we say masajid. Then churches and Islam will be the dominant religion here. No one can stop. Remember that. No one, no one. We are the winning team. We have the trump card, not he. Mr. Twitter. Yeah. So we have the trump card. Always remember that. So brothers, take message. See what Quran says. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. And follow immaculately. You need to study philology. When you study the word ittiba, you have a cow. When the cow gives birth to the calf, that calf in Arabic is called tabi'. So how the calf, it goes here and there, it follows its mother. O Ummah, follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. We all are sinners. I commit million sins, you commit thousands. We all are sinners. But when we imitate, emulate the Master alayhi salam, then immaculately we become the beloved of Allah, and Allah will forgive and expunge our sins. So Allah is saying, وَاتَّبَهُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is noor. The Quran Sharif is noor. Islam is noor. وَاتَّبَهُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. So the noor that was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our constitution, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. When you do this, Quran is telling us, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the people who will be successful and prosperous. Allah gave us the divine recipe and prescription. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the golden and prophetic recipe and the prescription. Now me and you have to rise. What do we have to do? I gave you now. Did we take Islam to the masses? Did we take the Nurani message, the message of rahmah and mercy? Today people see the TV, people read the newspaper, people look at us. They already have made up their mind, they got preconceived ideas that this guy is a terrorist, this guy is a fundamentalist, this guy is an extremist. No. Show them, I am your brother. I have the best and I want to share it with the rest. That is what this ummah has to do, as in the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 7th year of the hijrah, pay attention, I'll conclude on this one, two things. That side, the Jews are there in the Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina. I've been there also, alhamdulillah. And this side of Muslims are there. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am going to give this raya, this plague tomorrow to that person, yuhibbu Allah wa rasoola, wa yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasoolu. Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him, and he loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every person wanted it. Sayyidina Umar says, that was one day in my life, I wanted it because of these virtues. The hadith in Bukhari Muslim. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aina Ali? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? They said he's got some sickness and disease in his eyes. Ramad. The Master alayhi salam called him. Fabasaka, Nabi alayhi salam took out his saliva mubarak and then rubbed it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, I could see better than before. So subhanallah, when he went, so Nabi alayhi salam told him, see, you're going to go and inshallah victory is ours. But remember, O Ali, la radiallahu anhu warda, then la ayyahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahida. You go and one person of them embraces Islam, is khairul laka min humurin na'am, is better for you than the red camels. Our translation nowadays, better for you than all the Mercs and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce put together. Open Bukhari Muslim, you'll find. So my brothers, this is what our message is. Study Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study Siratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the legacy of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our legacy must be that we took the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole world, inshaAllah. So tonight is inshaAllah, it is definitely Laylatul Jumu'ah, and inshaAllah it is Laylatul Milad also. So each one, don't waste our time, switch off your TVs and all that, engage yourself, abandon durood, abandon salawat, that's another haqq. You want the dua to be accepted, let me give you one secret. I told my wife today, yesterday also, and today also I told her. Because we got no children, so I just whisper some things in her ears, you know. So this type of thing. Who else have to speak with now? I have to speak to her. So I told her, honey, today you're going to read namaz, so you must read this dua. So she looked at me, she knows every time, you know, I got something up my sleeve. You know? Because she knows if she bought this hanky for me, how much this hanky must be, or 20 rand or something. So she'll invest 20 rand, but so she'll get 200 rand. What an investment she'll make. So this type of thing. So I told her, she's a real politician, like, you know. So anyway, I told her that what you must do when you make dua. You see, we junk status now economically. And politics, you know better than me. Leave all that. Hamara kaam to Allah Jalla wa ta'ala. Hamara kaam connect ourselves to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ki khazana se lena hai aur Allah ke makhlooq par kharch karna hai. We have to take from the treasures of Allah and spend on the creation of Allah. So when you raise your hand, O Ummah, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, then say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, you are the best of giver. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, after the reconstruction of Majlul Aqsa, makes dua, open Sunan Nasai. Rabbi habli Quranic dua. Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh my Allah, grant me such a kingdom is not given to anybody after me. What he said? Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers. Imagine. Simple word, my brother. Leave all their junk status. We speak to Allah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tonight is Laylatul Milad. Allah se mangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. Speak to Allah. Petition Allah. Beg Allah. And say, Allah, make the decision. You heard now? Our Mawlana read, sab chale gaye Madina mein reh gaya. Nay, hum sab jayenge inshaAllah. Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever of you can pass away in Medina, then pass away and die in Medina, you will be the first people I'll intercede for. That is the tamanna we must have. So my brothers, the point I'm concluding now, so my brothers and sisters and children and listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, so each one of us, remember that we must read this dua, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Allah, you increase my risk, increase my risk. Read durood salawat upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is the secret. Surah 33, verse 56. And you repeat after me when we're going to read.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi.
Allah Jalla wa Ala never in the Quran commanded us to do something and Allah Himself does it also. Except salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Durood Sharif.
Inna Allah, verily Allah, wa malaikatahu,
and His angels,
yusalluna ala nabi,
they send salutations. Allah's mercy is coming. Special mercy on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu,
ay iman walo. Ye to ashikana khitab hai. Allah is addressing us with me and you with love and compassion, elevating our rank 89 times.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.
Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read,
Allahumma swalli wa sallim ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So we read salat and salam. Whether you say as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, permissible. You say Allahumma salli wa sallim, permissible. When you praise Allah, when you send salawat, then you make dua. Allah will not reject. When you send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iski barakat se, Allah will not reject our dua when we beg.
Do we understand the wisdom of Durood Sharif now? What is Durood Sharif? It's Farsi, it's Persian.
When your crops and harvest, go ask the farmer. He looks at his crops and he's smiling. Bumper crop, bumper harvest. So he's so happy. So when he sows, so Durood Sharif is Farsi, is Persian. So you will get the maximum reward by reading Durood Sharif. So do that abundantly, brothers, sisters. May Almighty Allah grant us His love. May Almighty Allah grant us the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us to Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama. Every day we make dua. Let's make dua 2 minutes, then azan will go and then salat inshaAllah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا الله grant our Haji Yusuf Ismail shifa kamil ya Allah ya Allah all those who are ill and sick ya Allah in shifa kamil ata farma ya Allah hamare marhoomin ko jannatul firdaus ata farma ya Allah jo ba hayat hai hamare walidain hamare asatiza ya Allah inki zindagi mein noor aur jo hai barkat ata farma ya Allah qala Allah taala fi shan habibi inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم All my brothers, sisters of Radio Al-Ansar, we want to go for Umrah, we want to go to Madinah Munawwara, we want to go for Hajj. Read this ayat abundantly. Ya Allah, abna mehman bana de, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mehman bana de. So which ayat we read? Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين